Welcome back. And of course, we always like to have you check us out on Facebook and where else, Don?
TheValleyOutdoors.com.
The Valley Outdoors. Check that out. And keep stopping back because we soon are going to have the special Fish With Us promotion. And it should be kind of fun. And of course, the directories, if anything in the outdoors you're looking to do, you can log on there and check wherever you're going and see what's going on in your state or location. So one thing I have to comment, Don, you know, when I was catching those big fish and you hook a king salmon and it's an hour and a half fight, right? And you get it in the boat and you look at it, it's like, wow, look at the size of those teeth. And you think, that's a big fish. Boy, I wouldn't want to get my finger in there. And then I start looking at the news and orca whales attacking ships and, or I shouldn't say ships, boats, smaller boats, and they're punching holes in the side of the boats and sinking them.
Where is this happening?
You didn't hear about that?
No, I haven't.
Ava, you heard about that?
Nope.
What?
Sorry.
You're telling us about it.
The orca,
we waited.
The orca killer whales, they're, I don't remember exactly where, it, ocean, obviously.
Okay, in the ocean. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Obviously,
narrow good it down.
Thing. It's not in the tank, fish tank. But yeah, apparently that something happened to the mother orca, and she is training the other orcas because apparently it had something to do with one of her babies that got hurt or injured or something. So they're attacking these, and she's training the other ones on how to do it. It's a very smart animal. But it's scary. You're looking at what's going on. They're rammed the rudder on a sailboat.
Okay.
Disabled it. They couldn't go anywhere, and they kept running into it, and they punctured a hole in the boat, and the boat was sinking. So they had to get rescued, pulled in. Eventually, the boat sunk. And this has happened now to, I think, the count as of this afternoon is 5 to 6 other boats that are in the area.
Really?
No lie.
Make you think twice about getting in your dinghy.
Ain't no dinghy going to be going out there.
Well, if your boat's sinking, you got to get into something.
You'd be on the ringy dinghy calling the Coast Guard to get you out of there.
Yeah.
The guy was on his kayak. You got attacked by a shark.
I saw, well, not a shark. I saw a guy on a kayak get, a whale came up and with his mouth and took him into the air, but rejected it, luckily.
Not a good flavor.
No.
Plastique is not good.
Yeah.
No matter how you slice it. Well, there was a shark that came up, a great white that came up
took a chunk out of the kayak.
Slid its mouth along the side of the boat, or his kayak.
Yep.
You know, and it's a little freaky. Good video. You can see the whole thing. Then you slow it down and see his teeth coming up on the side of it. But,
right.
Animals gone wild.
Yeah, well, that's one thing I'll never have to worry about.
And the reason?
Because I'll never be in the ocean in a kayak.
There were people out in Michigan on kayaks, and the only thing I will say is this. If you're on a kayak in that environment when you're out at dark, that's taking chances.
Because, oh, yeah. There's boats, yeah, you have there's light, boats running.
But nobody is – you don't – perception
no silhouette.
Is not that low, even though you have the light up. It's like flat on the water.
Right.
Just
no.
Very, very crazy.
Dangerous.
Yeah, very. Yeah. I would say, even in the daylight, because, you know, if it's a overcast day or there's waves, you may not necessarily see them at that same, hopefully, time frame that you would want to avoid them.
Right.
So, story coming out of Minnesota DNR. The DNR did reach their stocking quota or spring targets, and it's been busy for them. They were trying to get at least 309 million walleye fry. Everything went great. We did meet our egg take quota for all locations. And they said that they were still some stocking happening late last week. Expects the number stocking fry to be at that 309 million or even higher, very possibly. So this year was an improvement because of what the lower Mississippi strain walleyes have done over the spring. And the strain is two extra sites for operation on egg take, Hinckley area and Cannon River. Near Waterville were new places where the walleyes were caught and had the egg take done. kind of neat, Don, when you look at what we're able to do, because there are separate strains of walleye. It's not, oh, let's just go out and get some walleye.
There are. I mean, and you see this all over. You know, you've seen the green walleye and the blue walleye and the golden ones. That's got a lot to do with the chemicals in the water, you know, or the irons or whatever that's in the water. But there are different strains.
Yeah. The Brainerd Fisheries Office stocks 15 lakes, 13 rearing ponds, which stock 21 other lakes in the fall. It's a later stocking this year for Brainerd because of the snow. It was late into the spring. They did say they're going to be sitting really well, which is good. Waterville area hit its quota as well, 35 million fry. And they stock 48 different water bodies in their area. So, yeah, pretty impressive. And it can make it difficult when you have a spring that we had with late.
High water.
Late is the problem because you end up having ice out. And you can't get what you need.
Right.
And like what happened up on Mille Lacs this year, the tribal quota was not met. They didn't get to the tribal quota. So.
Right.
Yeah. Kind of a... it's nice to have good stories. I like the positives.
Positive ones.
Yep. Let's jump into avoiding five common mistakes made by muskie anglers.
I wouldn't have a clue because I'm not a muskie angler. I run into a lot of them when I'm on the water north, but...
Well, muskie fishing is an addiction.
You know, yeah. It really is. And since you guys have five things, let's do it after the break.
Okay. Let's I like that. Your thinking.
Okay.
We'll be right back right after these words. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Talking about the five common mistakes made by muskie anglers.
Yeah.
And you said you didn't know anything about that?
Well, I've tried to avoid getting that bug.
It is a bug. It is an addiction, like we were talking about. It is about the point of the muskie expo. It's an expo just about one species of fish.
Right.
That's...
Well, they're elusive. They're hard to catch. They're...
And then when you catch one, you've hooked onto a freight train.
Yeah. You know, it's... I put, you know, a lot of groups together that have gone to Canada over the last 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one group that was four guys. They're from Rochester, Minnesota, that would go along with us every year. And we were in some pretty hot, musky waters. And they would get up and they would... I would give them a hard time because they would flail the water from sun up till sundown, you know, and then they partied like animals and they'd do it again the next day at the end of the week, you know. And they would get excited about having three follows during the week.
Oh, yeah.
If they landed one, you know, nothing. I mean, they weren't fortunate enough to catch anything huge, you know, 54 or anything like that. Other than we did have one land by our dock one morning, and they were astonished, and that fish was caught like 5 days later by a kid with a bobber sitting on the dock. And it was 54 inches, and it was released. But it looked like an alligator in the water.
Oh,
I mean, yeah. I understand, but and that's why I'm trying to avoid, you know, getting the bug. Because you know what that means? It's another whole set of equipment.
It is not inexpensive. The baits are $25 to $50, sometimes $100 each.
A bait, yeah.
Per bait.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I was bad with my selection of walleye tackle and bass tackle.
Fortunately, I've had the experience of catching several muskie over the years in this same water while I'm fishing for walleye. And a lot of times what will happen is you'll get a 13 or 14-inch walleye on your hook, and guess what? It gets really heavy for quite a while. You get pretty excited and think you got a 30-inch.
Right up to the point where it decides it's going the other way.
And then all of a sudden the walleye comes flying out of the water like he's, and he's got these marks on him, you know.
That, I had that happen on where was that? That was up at Leech. I was fishing with the resort owner right after one of the tournaments, the NWTs up there. And I said, let's go out and fishing. So we were fishing walleye on his hump in the middle of nowhere in the South Shore. And we'd been catching fish on creek chubs. Well, we hooked one, and it was about 28-inch walleye. And we were standing on the back deck watching, and I was taking some pictures over his shoulder, you know. And I'm looking down in the water, and out of nowhere, a giant, and I mean it was giant.
Muskie, yeah.
Muskie comes out and grabs the 28-inch walleye on a dead flyby, grabs it, his line is zzz, boom.
Yeah.
That's all she wrote.
Because you're not rigged for it. I mean, that's...
No.
I mean,
but to see a 28-inch walleye get hauled off like he was not even anything, you know. Like it's almost like Jaws.
Right.
They just...
Literally, the one that I'm talking about was right below our deck, and there was a mother duck going nuts, trying to get her ducklings out of the water for a good reason. And we looked over the edge of our deck, which is right over the top of the water, and I would guess the head on that was between 6 and 8 inches wide.
Oh, yeah.
And I go, oh, my goodness.
Well, you saw the photo of the one I caught up in Eagle Lake.
Yes.
That was 55 inches, and that was massive, too.
Yep.
All right, so let's get to the story.
All right.
We can tell stories all day long, which is good. Number one of the top five common mistakes made by musky anglers. Number one, fail to properly set the reel drag. That's with any fish, right?
Yes.
I mean, literally.
Yes.
You don't have it set for the line you're running, which is important. You got to be able to do that. Musky angler has to set the hook. Today's no stretch braided lines still stretch 2 to 3%. And if you're lucky, and then you think about it, in a 100-foot cast, the line will stretch 2 to 3 feet. So it's more about not so much tightening it not enough, or I should say,
it's getting a hook set.
It's having that tight so you can get that set in instead of setting the hook and then the drag is taken out. Because when you set the hook into that, you need to make sure that it really gets set. You've got big hooks, very strong, hard mouth, and you need to get that embedded into that. So you should be able to pull the drag so it barely pulls out. And many guys argue that, say that's too tight based on this the article, and they contend that they can back off the drag after the hook's set. That's what he contends. And in reality, if a big fish wants to take line against the tightly set drag, it's going to go.
Right.
Prime example, that big Chinook we had.
Right.
Number two, only make a figure eight when seeing a muskie following. Every season, a percentage of muskies caught in the figure eight from this particular person's boat is around 25 to 30% of the time. Making a full eight every cast develops muscle memory so you don't choke when the big fish comes down on the lure and you see it coming.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
It's like, what do you call it? Deer.
Deer fever.
Deer fever. Buck fever. Buck fever. Yep. Using the wrong leader. Leaders prevent muskies from cutting the line with the sharp teeth. Obviously, same thing with pike. However, leaders add weight to the front of the lure and they create drag in the water. Both can affect the performance of the bait, especially smaller models of baits. That's why the smart musky anglers use several types of leaders, including different weights, lengths, and materials. There is no such thing as an all-around leader that will work well with every lure. Base that selection on what type of lure you're using,
right,
so it doesn't overpower it and not make it run right. Because they're picky.
Yep.
Get hung up on a favorite lure, whether it's because you like the way it looks in the water, because it's once caught a big fish, anglers tend to have a favorite lure they'll use way too often. It's a comfort bait.
Sure.
That's what it is, Don.
Yep.
It's, you are comfortable and you think this is my go-to. I put it on, it makes me feel good. If I don't have it on, I get this,
I don't have angst. The confidence.
I don't have the confidence. I get angst. It's just like, I need to put it on. I have a jig, favorite jig, that and a color and type that I use almost all the time. You know what I'm talking about. I don't want to tell people everything, but...
they don't work anyway, but
if you don't have that on, I don't feel comfortable. So that's the way it is. What?
I told what? You this.
I said they don't work anyway.
Oh, boy, listen to you. The first lure out of the box would be some type of bucktail, so you can cast fast and cover water and contact lots of active fish and catching several. Angler chooses a favorite lure that requires a slower retrieve, won't be able to cover water as quickly, and he may still catch fish, but likely fewer because he's not contacting the active fish with the appropriate bait. And last but not least, number five, follow your schedule. Wise anglers know musky activity is influenced by the moon, weather, and light changes. Nothing else works. There may often be a brief flurry right before dark. While it is wise to fish whenever you can, never leave the water when a potential feeding window is about to occur. Now, guys, write that down, put it in your back pocket, and use that quote. While it's wise to fish whenever you can, never leave the water when a potential feeding window is about to occur. No matter if you have reservations for dinner, if there's a holiday, whatever coming up, make sure you take advantage of that line and write that down. Positioned at the top of the food chain, muskie is, they are naturally few in numbers and taking advantage at every opportunity. Those are really amazing ones. I think what you find is that the favorite lure versus using the appropriate lure to cover the water you need to cover. Covering water with musky fishing is a big thing. Finding and identifying if you see fish in a bay and you're not getting them, you couldn't get them to land, then switch your baits to draw that fish out. If you came up and he followed and he didn't hit it, try a couple more casts, then switch your bait up to something else that may change or allow you to run slower to get maybe more effect on it. But I think that's really the bottom line that we really need to focus on. Because I will tell you, I do feel that comfort level though. There's sometimes that you've got to have that comfort.
Yeah, and that's confidence.
And whether it's a crankbait bite or it's a jigging bite, you can get caught in that wrong scenario. One thing you don't want to do, don't get caught stuck with one type or presentation. Make sure you expand it, take the time to learn it, and enjoy the outdoors. So that's always a good thing. So that is what I really sums up that whole really bottom line, as far as I know.
We got to talk about the mosquitoes next time, I'm guessing.
We'll have to talk about the mosquitoes next time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
That's
mosquito
too bad.
Magnets are fun.
Yeah, because.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah, I know. Well.
Why do mosquitoes bite sweet people?
Well, it has
next
to do
time.
With. I was just going to say it's two letters. B-O. All right. For the Valley Outdoors, Ava, Don, and myself, we are out of here. Hope you have a great weekend. And join us next week. See ya.